that's good. We appreciate yes. that. Also, someone else who is not appreciative of certain things, that's Lane Johnson, Eagles yeah. offensive lineman. He is now a world champion, and he has now decided to take it amongst, you know, take it into his own hands to rip the New England Patriots. So Friday on the popular Barstool Sports podcast, Pardon My Take, Lane Johnson was on, and he was asked about playing for the Patriots and what it might be like. And here's what Lane Johnson had to say about the differences between Philly and New England.
There's a human aspect to football where you can enjoy yeah. yourself and yeah. think outside the box.
I just think the Patriot way is it's a fear-based organization. Obviously, do they win? Hell yes, they win. They won for a long time. Do I think people enjoy, can say, I had a lot of fun playing there? No, I don't.
Right.
That's just God honest truth. Are they successful? But when they go to interviews, they act like f***ing robots.
Right.
Hey, let's stop being a we can be cordial for a little bit. Hey, you only get to do this job one time, so let's have fun while we're doing it. Not to be reckless, but hey, I would much rather have fun and win a Super Bowl than be miserable and yeah.
Win five Super Bowls.
Yeah, win five Super Bowls, but hey.
Oh, really? You'd rather? I'm sorry, but I would rather win five Super Bowls than one, regardless of condition of things.
So that was Lane Johnson on Pardon My Take, again, the Barstool Sports podcast. On the number one, the end part there, I think, was more of a joke because nobody outside of Brady and Belichick have won those five Super Bowls. No one has been there for all of them. So, but you know what? I tend to believe that Lane Johnson is coming at this thing with a grain of truth. And how would he know, you ask? He's never played for the Patriots. Well, LeGarrette Blount and Chris Long have. They were in New England. I'm sure he's getting this from somewhere.
Yeah, and honestly, I suspect that a lot of people feel this way. I mean, you've seen people kind of come and go over the years, and you never hear much about them. But I think there's a fine line between wanting to go and have a legitimate shot at winning a Super Bowl that year and having to toe the company line to such an extreme. And you have to be a certain type of person to do that. Do the Patriots have less fun? I doubt it, but I'll tell you what, if Belichick's running the show and Brady's the quarterback and that team starts going 8-8, no one's going to want to be in Foxborough.
Well, Gronk has fun, and I think yeah. you can't say that Gronk doesn't have fun playing football and Gronk doesn't have fun being Gronk. So what you're saying is that during the season, they don't have as much right. fun as you have.
Well, I think when he goes and says that, you know, that once they get to the podium, they're all bleeping robots, other than Brady and Belichick, who are the only two people you ever see in front of a camera anyway, I think everybody else seems perfectly normal, don't they?
Well, I think they're all pretty robotic, but and that's okay. I think, you know, by and large, a lot of people would rather their team be that way. You know, don't say anything that stirs the pot. Don't give us anything to talk about. I think that what Lane Johnson said is largely true. He's got teammates who played for the organization. I had somebody tell me last week that at least one Patriot is frustrated. We heard that I had the sources that Deion Lewis was frustrated in New England. I had a separate source tell me that at least one other Patriot doesn't think it's very much fun to play there.
Mm-hmm.
So it is out there that playing for the Patriots isn't particularly fun. Now the question is, well, how much fun should you be having? Right. And football is fun when you're winning, right? Like, was Lane Johnson having a lot of fun in Philly last year with Doug Peterson
right.
when the team was missing the playoffs and going under 500 and finishing in last place? I mean, that's what I want to know.
Well, that's why I said, you know, if they go 8-8, it's not going to be any fun at all there. There's no question. So you have to figure out what you want more, a Super Bowl or just to have this big party all the time. And I don't know. Gronk is a classic example, but I just don't see anybody beyond Brady and Belichick. I mean, you know, so they're not singing and dancing. I mean, Gronk seems, you know, they don't have any choreographed touchdown dance routines that they do after every single touchdown because that's just not the way things are. But like I said, as long as they keep winning, they're going to get away with this. But once they stop, it's going to get ugly fast.
You know, you look at the teams that, quote, have fun, and you wonder, are they here to stay or are they flashes in the pan? And by and large, they've all been flashes in the pan. The Seahawks had a six-year run where they were really, really good, and they were having a lot of fun, and they were loud, and they were boisterous. And again, they were really, really good, but they only won, you know, only won one Super Bowl. I would look at it and say that Denver had some personality, but I don't think they were overly out there. I mean, you look at Von Miller has some personality, and we saw him with all those Super Bowls. And Aqib Talib, we don't have to like it, but he's got some personality. Peyton Manning didn't have a ton of personality right. while he was on the field. You know, you get all the Saturday Night Live stuff after. So I think there's varying degrees with which teams act. And you wonder, Are they here to stay, or are they one-year wonders? And that's what will remain to be seen with this Eagles team that, quote, has so much fun.
I think a team that is having a great time and won a lot was the Minnesota Vikings. I mean, how funny were some of their routines after touchdowns? It's a very young team that won a ton of games, obviously didn't win it, you know, ultimately. But, see, I look at that team as one that has figured out a way to walk that fine line between taking the game seriously but acting like they're having a good time at the same time and winning.
Well, the Super Bowl Shuffle Bears didn't last all that long with Jim McMahon.
No, but the Bears were just so confident with good reason. I mean, they knew they were going to win. They knew they didn't have to take it terribly seriously.
Brian in Richmond says, give Lane Johnson a Nobel Prize for his comments about the Patriots. And Vince says, give us an Arnie wow. So it would be like, wow, this is why people don't like me. So
how can there be one line open?
Yeah.